You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sarah, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Watching the Packers win.
Yeah!
So do you remember me from last week? Did you look up my great-uncle?
Oh, yeah, you did call him last week. Your great-uncle worked for the Packers, right?
No, he was the vice president for 24 years. And he was the mayor.
And the mayor.
Yeah. Did not look him up at all.
Wait a minute. Did you play Rattle Off last week?
No, I didn't get to play. I was. It was the caller right before me.
Ah,
yeah,
perfect.
I just chatted with you.
You're going to get to play today. Well, that's good. Yeah, I saw that Jordan Love looked okay. So. That's fine. All right.
I didn't watch.
Jeremy did not watch. I saw that the Broncos got blitzed, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like
big time.
42-15. It's just preseason. Preseason. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Preseason. Well, that's a good highlight. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I am.
I forgot to ask first. Are you a Sarah with an H or without an H?
With an H.
Because the extra letter makes it better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, girl.
I will always do that. All right. Let's play Rattle Off. We'll give you a category. You will have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples. A note to everyone who's on hold. Please, I'm begging you, do not hang up whenever we get a winner because we're still going to want to come talk. That's what we did with Sarah last week.
Yeah, we just want to meet you and find out about your weekend.
We still want to talk to you, so please don't hang up or you will hurt our feelings. Okay. 10 seconds. Give me the names of 5 authors. 5 authors. Ready and go.
James Patterson. And yeah, that's about it. Oh, Shakespeare.
Well, your time is up. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss, yes.
Duh.
James Patterson. Do you read a lot of James Patterson?
I do, yes.
All right. He doesn't write them that much anymore, right? He has other people who write them for him now?
Yeah, he does.
But you know what? Good bully for him.
I want to write a book. I've actually.
Why don't you?
Do it.
I'm trying.
Just write a book.
I know. I don't know how to go about it.
Well, you get a laptop and you open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Open up Microsoft Word.
The thing is, there are thousands now of websites and podcasts that will walk you through all of it.
Okay. I'll have to look.
And I was going to do one, honestly, but it's just.
You ain't got time for that.
I do have time. I don't know. There's just so many other people that do it. But it is. Do you want to write fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Yeah, that's easy. Just put yourself, make a little outline of the, you know, topics you want to cover in your book and then take each one.
What would be your topic?
Well, I'm a Columbine survivor, actually.
Okay, perfect. I love that. So what you need to do then is just create a little. Like, do a little table of contents first with, like, the 12 or 14 things that you would want to cover, each little chapter, and then break it down into little pieces. I'm going to write this chapter now, and all I'm going to worry about is the first paragraph. Boom. Before you know it, you'll have 40,000 words. You put your book out. Boom. Done.
All right. Well, I will start please, on that.
Please do. Okay.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Sarah. We love you so much. Thank you for listening. Kirsten.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, my parents were in town from San Diego, and I preached at my church yesterday and had high school students help me.
Okay, your phone. We're having a hard time hearing you on your phone. Could you put that right up to your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
That's better. Thank you. Yeah, a lot of people drop the phone down below their chin. You put it right to your mouth. Okay, start over again. Your parents were in town? Is that what you said?
Yeah, my parents were in town from San Diego, and I preached at my church yesterday and had high school students help me lead worship, and it was a really special morning.
You're dropping your phone down again.
Yeah, maybe it's just your phone.
It might be my phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, don't move.
Or maybe your mouth is like too high up on your face.
Is your mouth up between your eyes? What was the subject of your sermon?
It was about the Sabbath, and the passage was Jesus healing a woman on the Sabbath, and a synagogue leader got mad, and Jesus was like, why are you mad?
Don't be mad.
Yeah, exactly. It was good.
Sounds like Jesus was talking to my wife. Like, don't be mad. Don't be mad.
WWJD, man.
Don't be mad, honey. Well, good for you. That takes a lot of, you know,
I love it.
To get up in front of everybody and preach.
Did you enjoy doing that?
I did. I've been training to be a pastor for years now, And I used to really have a hard time with preaching, and now I really enjoy it. So now I'm preaching about once a month at my church, and I really love it.
I love that. Good for you. I told Jeremy years ago, for the last 30 years, I've wanted to open my own church, but it'd be a little different from normal church.
And hey, I
was
going
to call it Church of... It was going to be called Church of Dom, which was COD.
Oh.
And it would, the subject, you know, the tagline would be, In COD We Trust. Church of Dom.
I love that.
I'd have a few different rules than traditional church. But good for you. I love that you gave a sermon. That's terrific.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing. Can't tell me.
It's really good.
You can't tell me my mom didn't take me to church and Sunday really school good. When I was a kid.
Stuck with you a little bit.
What was the other one that we used to sing all the time? Holy, holy, holy. Remember that one?
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
That's a popular one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Better than bringing in the sheaves?
It's bigger than that one, yeah.
Right. Yeah,
Kirsten,
I that one.
Let's play a rattle off.
Look it up.
Okay. Well,
what? Yeah, come on. It's
what
classic.
Is a sheave?
It's something out in the fields.
Mm.
Like a tractor?
No, it's like...
Are you bringing a tractor in?
No, it's as if you're bringing in... Hold on a second.
Is it wheat? Grain?
Yeah, I like that.
Bringing the grain?
Let me put it this way. I thought it was. It's a bundle of grain stalks.
Okay.
A bundle of grain stalks.
Bringing in the grain.
It doesn't have the same oomph.
No, it really doesn't.
I'll look it up.
I'm going to tell my kids we're having some sheave for dinner.
Singular is sheaf, S-H-E-A-F.
Sheaf.
Sheaves with a V-E-S is the plural. Sheaf and sheaves.
Sheaf.
Like wolf and wolves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sheaf. We're having some sheaf with our steak tonight.
A bunch of sheaf, man.
All right. We learned something.
How many times am I going to try this particular rattle-off topic before somebody gets it?
Oh, goodness.
10 seconds, Pastor Kirsten. I want 5 penalties in football.
Oh, no.
5 penalties in football.
It's so easy.
Ready and go.
Offside, roughing the kicker or something. A bad tackle. How about holding? That's got to be one.
Holding is great.
Yeah.
Holding is good.
Bad tackle.
No.
15 yards for bad tackle.
there are bad tackles. You know what I mean? Like you can't tackle them certain ways.
If you've done a face mask or a horse collar, those are penalties.
Yeah.
There is no penalty for just bad tackles.
And then good old tripping. Nobody ever just says tripping.
I literally heard this one the other day, and my husband's in the car with me, and I'm just like, okay, seriously, if you ever get this one, here are some ones you can say, and it still doesn't help.
Oh, wait a minute. Your husband even coached you on this one?
Yes, on this one in particular. I have a terrible
memory. Still
How did
it.
You get coached on it and you still didn't remember it?
I'm telling you, I don't know football.
That's so funny.
Like, he was like, that was so easy. And I was like, no, it's not.
You know, you are absolutely delightful. And I love
well,
you.
Thank
you for calling. Have a great day,
have
okay?
A good day. Bye, guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
So sweet.
So sweet. All right, that leaves the 4 people who are still on hold. Again, don't hang up if we get a winner, but April's next in line. April, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I went to brunch with some friends. It was awesome.
Yum.
And then I went home and did yard work, which was not awesome. So that was about the highlight. It kept taking me all day. We went to Hashtag, so my friend calls them breakfast nachos, so...
Yum. Tell me what's on the breakfast nachos.
Oh, they had like pulled pork and like this red sauce that was a little spicy, but and then like, you know,
what makes them breakfasty? What makes them breakfasty? Do they put like cinnamon rolls as the base?
Or pancakes?
No, I think there's eggs. It's called chili killies. I'm going to butcher it, but she calls them breakfast nachos. So it just has the nachos and then
sounds like regular nachos to me.
Yeah. But then you have them for breakfast. I think there's eggs in there. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, if they're topped with hash browns and like green cheese.
Along those lines, you could have breakfast spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, right?
Breakfast meatloaf.
Yeah.
That could be a restaurant that I might miss, but yeah.
I was telling Jeremy earlier that I went to that restaurant that I love down in the Springs. It's called The Rabbit Hole. And it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland themed, Alice Through the Looking Glass and stuff like that. And they do have a rabbit meatloaf.
Yeah, you got
what?
It. It sounds like they've got a lot of rabbit-themed foods because it's the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
With the carrot cake.
Yeah, exactly. But rabbit meatloaf. I've had it.
Rabbit meatloaf.
It's good.
Where do they get the rabbits from? Neighborhoods?
They are humanely sourced.
Are they? Okay. They don't just leave traps out in, like, Lakewood?
They could. Man, where I used to live over there off of Parker Road, there were 8 trillion rabbits.
That's where they get their rabbits.
Yes, I used to live on Copper Leaf. There's everywhere.
They're suicidal. They always run out in the street.
Correct. They want to die.
They're all, make me meatloaf.
Son, one of these days, you're going to make a fine meatloaf.
You're going to be really good with some gravy on top of you.
All right, let's play Rattle Off.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All of everything we're going to do today, I think, are the ones that we've already tried in the past, couldn't
this
get a winner.
This football run has got to be done.
I can't do it again, though.
Not again. Too soon.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. 5 different. Here's another easy one. Past or present, we don't care. But we want 5 politicians. Give me 5 politicians. Ready and go.
George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Trump.
I got to tell you, those are 5. You're a winner!
You got it. Good job.
Everybody else, hold on.
Thanks for not.
Well, you got it. You're the champion today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll mark this one off the list so we don't pull it back for a few months. Listen, hold on so Josh can visit with you about your prize, okay?
Okay. You guys have a great day.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And now here's Karen on line 4 saying, dang, I don't get to win.
Missed it by that much.
Only by a little.
Hi, Karen. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Highlight of your weekend, Karen.
Not working. That's good. I had to work on Friday and Saturday night, so I worked the weekend, yeah.
Oh, do you? What do you do?
I work as a nurse aide, and I work at Porter Hospital.
Oh, good old Porter.
Thank you for doing that.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I like Porter. I'm not going to allow you to take the easy way out and say not work. You have to tell me something you did outside of work that you really enjoyed.
Something.
Well, Thursday I went to see a concert and I went to, it was Sum 41 and, yeah.
That's good.
I can't think of it.
Because we would judge you based on the concert that you went to see. Sum 41 you can get away with.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's good. Good concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's all I got.
Well, listen, you are absolutely delightful. You didn't get to play today, but when you call back tomorrow, you might be able to get through. Yeah. Like Sarah, who was on last week and didn't get to play, and she got to play today. So try again tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Mark, what was the highlight of your weekend?
The highlight of my weekend was fantasizing about my happily ever after life with Jeremy after he gets his divorce.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if anybody can top that. That might be the winner.
I love you, Jeremy. I want
That's
you.
That's the most random. This is so incredibly awkward, but hilarious at the same time. Where would we run off to, Mark?
Well, we'd start in the Caribbean and then work our way around the globe.
Sounds like a good time.
That's terrific.
It sounds really romantic.
Let me ask you something.
The bigger question is, how long are you going to take for this divorce? She doesn't know about your college time, does she?
Does she know?
This is the most random phone call ever, and I guarantee you she's going to be like, who is that guy and what is he talking about? Huh. We're getting divorced.
Let me ask you something, Mark. Is there somebody in your life right now that you will have to disassociate with?
Yeah.
What do they call it? Disentangle? In order to become entangled with Jeremy.
Who would you give the boot to?
Do you have somebody in your life right now?
No, I've been waiting for Jeremy since college.
So weird.
It's fantastic.
What is it about me that you love so much, Mark?
I think it's probably your jawbone and your cute little cheeks.
My cute little cheeks. All right.
He does. He does have cute cheeks. Have you seen all the fuzz that he's got on there now, though?
Fuzzy, a little scruffy right now.
It doesn't grow in real thick, but he's got some scruff.
It's going to tickle a little when we kiss, buddy.
Well, I'll get used to it, I'm sure.
You will. You can grow some scruff, too, and we'll just get tangled up together.
Scruff Brothers.
Scruff Brothers. Yeah.
Have a good day.
What do you do? Wait a minute. Don't hang up yet. Wait.
Funny.
One other question. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm self-employed.
Yeah, I know, but what do you do?
Doing what?
Oh, let's see. I deliver HelloFresh. I do DoorDash. I have a yarn company online. I do...
Whoa, stop right there.
Brakes, stop. The brakes.
Stop. Yarn? Y-A-R-N?
Yeah.
You no, sell you yarn online.
Tell me the website. Yeah. I want to look right now. What is it?
No, I can't do that. Don't say www.
Nobody says that, Mark. Just what's the address?
Is it Naughty Yarn or something?
No. It's just something that...
What's the website?
Why do you not want to promote it if you're selling stuff? This is thousands of dollars worth of advertising.
You could just go to Hobby Lobby and get yarn.
Are you making it up?
No, it's detallitos.store.
I can't spell that.
You know.
E-A-T-A-L.
Hold on, he's saying something.
He's saying something naughty.
He's saying something nasty.
No. That's a Spanish word.
For yarn?
Yeah, no.
I don't believe you.
Detallitos means little details.
Dom's got a little detail.
Ain't that the truth? That's why he wouldn't run off with me.
Dom's going to be single forever after that.
You guys will never hook up.
I'm not going on a round-the-world trip with Mark, apparently. I've got little details.
Mark, I like you. You're a funny guy.
Call often, buddy, okay?
Yep. Okay, thank you. See ya.
All right. Kisses.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So weird.
That's wonderful.
So weird.
There you go. Well,
fun.
When you leave with Mark to go on your around-the-world jaunt, I'm going to have to find a new morning show partner.
Josh will have to fill in.
Josh, you want to come do this? No, you know what? Because someone's going to steal him away, too. Look at him.
He's
gorgeous. Josh is gorgeous. Someone will steal him away.
You'll find somebody. He'll be fine.
Poor me.